The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
The moment when you meet the guy you've been warring with for years, but now is your teammate after your team just signed him in the offseason. Joel Embiid and Andre Drummond. And this baton exchange, Carl Lewis has some thoughts on it. Let's go. Total embarrassment. Worse than AAU. A clown show. Totally avoidable. This was a football coach taking a team to the Super Bowl and losing 99-0 because they were completely ill-prepared. That's Carl Lewis. He held nothing back to Christine Brennan and everybody who was listening. Team USA, the super team of track and field, going down in the 4x100 men's relay. Not in the final, in the heats. Botched baton and just flat out not as fast. J.A. Adande, around the horn to you. Is it as bad as Carl Lewis says? A total embarrassment.
Apparently, when a 10-time Olympic medalist who is really qualified to talk not just about the track, but the field aspect as well as a gold medalist in both sprinting and in the long jump, when he offers these critiques, and it's not just the words that he used, it's just specific critiques too. Like, why are you having guys who are not used to running the curve in the 200 running the curve part of the relay? So when Carl Lewis speaks on this topic, you need to listen, and I think all of his criticisms are valid, and I think we need to go even beyond and look at the leadership structure of USA Track and Field. Why is this continuing to happen? Why are we having these shortcoming performances from the American men in the
American men in these Olympics did not win gold in the some of the feature races that they have seen gold before, as you just alluded to, Jay, the 100, 110 hurdles and everything. Woody Page, I'll bring you in here.
Yes, we haven't even won this event since 2000, and we got eliminated then because of a doping charge. I just think that you have to pay attention to Carl Lewis on everything about track and field. Just don't pay attention to him on the national anthem or throwing out a first pitch.
Thank
he
you,
needs
Woody.
To practice
yes.
himself more yes. often. Okay. But here's the problem. The other countries are practicing this with a team year-round, every day. And Iverson was wrong about practicing track and field. We don't even put our teams together until the qualification goes before the Olympics. And having watched this since the 80s, I've always written about this, that we need to actually have teams, even if they might be a little bit slower. If they have the quality of teamwork to do it, you want to use them. It's like these guys have never seen each other before they're handing off the baton.
Ramona Shelburne, they didn't make the final, but is it total national embarrassment like Carl Lewis is putting out there? You think so?
Yeah. I mean, all four guys who ran there can run 10 flat in the 100, and that should be enough to get you into the final. I think some of this is what you were talking about, Jay, and Woody, where we didn't know what the team was even going to be. Like, where's Noah Lyles? He's a 200 runner. Were they saving him for the final? I mean, that's, you know, if you don't know who's going to be in your team until a day or two before the race, then it's really hard to develop any sort of teamwork. But this is just hubris. I mean, we have such a great team. Our 4 through 8 runners could probably win a medal here. They could put those two guys who don't qualify and who are not the top four, they can make that the relay team and they'd probably win. But some of this honestly is just when you have the best team, and we say this all the time in USA basketball, we have the best team and the most talent, you sort of think they'll find their way to it. They'll run their way to it throughout the prelims and the qualifying rounds, and that just didn't happen here.
Is that exceptionalism? Or I mean, is that now based in reality, or is it just based in an old book that the U.S. dominates everything, Ramona?
Yeah, it's an old book, and honestly, you know, I think some of it was Usain Bolt was running the Olympics the last few times, and so I think there was a sense that, oh, you know, they're not expected to win against Usain Bolt. But this is a team where we have the most depth, we have the fastest guys. They don't need a lot of practice, and frankly, nobody had practice because of COVID, like most of the teams around these Olympics. Yeah. They canceled practice for a lot of people, so this is not, I know that's a problem here, but it's not unique to the U.S. team.
Andrew Lee.
Yeah, I think it is time to start to move past this idea of American exceptionalism, because I think the rest of the world from a physical standpoint is caught up, and I think that's true across sports. I was just trying to put myself in the shoes of a lot of these runners in this situation, and imagine putting yourself out there and getting nationally embarrassed just from something that you've trained for your entire life. And then you go on Twitter, and then your childhood hero, Carl Lewis, is just skewering you. That's like if after the show, I went to Twitter and checked and found out that Oprah was watching the show and said that the show was unentertaining and that all of our takes were incoherent and just, it was boring to watch.
I would be excited that Oprah watched.
It must have been just demoralizing for that to happen.
June Lee is here. Okay, thank you for that, June. It's been an entire Olympics of the U.S. Super Team being tested in ways they typically haven't, right? I mean, let's talk about this. U.S. Women's National Soccer was dealt that loss in the semifinal. To come back and play after that crusher with a lot of energy and win bronze today is something. U.S. Women's Water Polo team, among the most dominant teams in any sport. They had a rare loss early. Today, a comeback win has them playing for gold Saturday. Women's basketball is rolling now. Asia Wilson, Breonna Stewart on another level. And men's basketball. After all the Sturm und Drang in the gold medal game versus France this weekend, today's win was over Australia. It was by 19. But again, the final score was not exactly how the game played out. USA down at the half, storming back, and again, it was Kevin Durant. J.A., we change our evaluations of this team daily. Where are they now?
They're in a good place, and an interesting development, the fact that Kevin Durant referenced Greg Popovich and something Pop told them, that you had to have strong faces through adversity. And that's always a telltale sign to me when players are quoting their coach. And I think they're starting to get some buy-in now that they've had some time with Popovich. And I know you can't show the highlights because of rights issues, but really the only clip you need to see is the old clip of Kevin Durant saying, "I'm Kevin Durant." That was the story of the game in the second half.
Yep.
Scoring at will and playing great defense, too. So if you're getting that Kevin Durant, if he's not getting in foul trouble as he did the first time that they played France in these Olympics, then Team USA will be okay. It all seems to be coming together.
Woody Page?
It's a perfect scenario as far as I'm concerned. You're playing against the one team that beat you and they come back around. You know that finally the USA is going to be motivated, I think, for a game in the Olympics. Having watched them for a long time, they always get off to slow starts in games because they know that the opposition is not really that good. And so now they found out that the world has caught up with them and that they're going to have a situation where they have to improve, and that's what happened. Those guys got there late. They had to change the team. They finally worked into a situation where they play together well. They're adding exactly the dimension they need to do, and I think this is, you say, where are they now? They're 13 hours ahead of us now, and they're getting ready for a game that they're going to blow out France the second time around.
Where they are now is 13 hours ahead of us. You know, I'm just going to push back at something. I know we're talking about the exceptionalism and the super teams and the rest of the world is caught up. I don't particularly like that phrase. I mean, what just happened with the track team? They couldn't handle the baton. That's not the world catching up. I mean, that's a team not coming up big in the big spot. The U.S. Women's National Soccer team had 9 goals disallowed. Megan Rapinoe's talking about balls bouncing off shin guards. Ramona, with this team specifically, they've had tough shooting starts and better finishes. Are they now in the form that you expect them to be in?
I think they're getting a lot better. In the first half, it was a whole lot of turnovers. They were missing their three-point shots. They actually just cleaned up their defense. They cleaned up the turnovers. And then they let Kevin Durant go to work. So some of that, to me, is it's not just hubris or arrogance. That is just slow start, being sloppy with the ball. And also, the opponent has game plan for you for probably 8 years. I mean, that Australian team, those guys have been in the Olympic cycle 2-3 times. So they've been game planning to play against this U.S. team for a couple of different Olympics. They come in with a game plan. man. They're taking you out of it. The first half was a whole lot of Bam Adebayo, which is exactly what the Australians want. Finally, Pop goes in at halftime and says, hey, we need to make this a Kevin Durant game. And that's exactly what they did. So I think they're coming together as a team. The bigger issue, Tone, is whether they can build a program off of this. And some, I'm going to give them a rain check on this because this was a very strange last 2 years. They weren't able to build in the
training camps. Sure, and the NBA season finished hours before the Olympics started. Ju and Lee, last word on this.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, there was obviously a lot of concern when this Team USA was coming together a couple weeks ago in regards to whether or not they would be able to compete at the Olympics. And I don't think it was American exceptionalism that was kind of driving this arrogance that USA basketball come together. It was Kevin Durant exceptionalism. The fact that he is a 7-foot-plus dude who plays like a point guard. He's one of the best basketball players in the world. Like, that is the reason why this team, why I was personally not worried that this team would be able to perform at the Olympics, because they have Kevin Durant, and Kevin Durant is better than anyone else who's playing in the Olympics.
Why worried about Team USA basketball when you could be worried about Oprah Winfrey watching you for your takes and judging you from afar? All right, this next story. LeBron, he deleted the tweet everybody on planet Earth saw already. Can you do that after it's already out there? It's like when the judge says to the jury, disregard the statement from the defendant admitting guilt. Yeah, all right, I heard it, okay? LeBron wants to stick it to everybody that called the Lakers old. Ramona, did LeBron really need to delete it, and are you all right with him posting it to be with?
I'm actually fine with him deleting it. He did this a couple years ago when he did the Wash King hashtag. Nobody actually called him the Wash King. He just kind of made that up. I don't remember anybody saying that, and he just put that out there. So I like this for LeBron, though, because it shows me that, like, last year didn't sit well with him, and he's going to be really motivated going into this. Everything I hear out of Lakerland is that LeBron, AD, and Russell Westbrook are really excited to be playing together. We'll see how long that lasts. But it should be fun, and I'm fine with him deleting it because that's about the retweets. So, you know, when you try to retweet him and says this tweet has been deleted, it kind of cuts down on that.
June, to delete the tweet that you proudly tweeted, what did you think of LeBron?
He not only deleted it once, he deleted it twice after tweeting out again with an edit that he included AD. Like, it wasn't just one time that he went back on it.
So good. It's one of those things
where LeBron, like, you guys are old. It's fine. Just accept that fact. I don't know if you're denying the fact that you're aging, but it's happening.
Jay?
Yeah, Ramona, unlike the Watch King when nobody actually said that, yes, everyone actually said that this is the oldest roster because it is. Anthony Davis misses games because he has. Russell Westbrook's style doesn't necessarily work because it has in the past. All these things are true. However, it's also true that you can do something about it on the court. So I'm glad that LeBron deleted this because this battle will be fought in the NBA season next year, not on Twitter. And he can do something about it.
Oh, it'll be fought on both, Jay. Don't worry about that. Woody Page, how about you?
I think it'd be exciting. They'll come back in a couple of years and play in an old-timers game with the younger Lakers. Why delete it? Why in the world delete it? It's out there. You might as well go with it if that's your opinion. LeBron, just keep with it. I mean, deleting it twice, that makes no sense. Yes, you're an old team. You have to deal with it. I have for the last 35 years. You just have to go out and try and stay
good stuff, Woody. Ramona, you have a last word? Sure.
You know what? Who might be available to make the average age go up even higher? Messi! He's out in Barcelona. He's 34.
Oh, you've got old-timer jokes too, Ramona. Ramona, how do you feel about that? Do you want to strike that from the record? The judge says, we should strike it from the record. Don't remember anything. They always hear it. I don't get that.
Let's take it with it.
All right, buy or sell on the other side. Ooh, Adande, Paige, Lee, Shelburne. Look at those scores today.
Around the Horn is brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Only pay for what you need.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
Let's talk the New York Knicks. Julius Randle signed an extension with the franchise. He could have done it next summer, does it this summer, which opens up the future for them quite a bit. But it finishes off their offseason, re-signing Rose, re-signing Noel, brought in Kemba Walker and Evan Fournier. With all that, Ramona, buy or sell the Knicks putting another step forward in front of the step they took past season?
I don't know that they're that much better than they were last year. Maybe a little bit, but I still don't think that they're top four, top five in the East. But what they've done is set themselves up to trade for a superstar in the next 2 or 3 years. I think they've seen over the last decade or so that it's very hard to attract superstars in free agency. You can clear all the cap space you want, but then you don't have a team that the free agent wants to join. And so what you do is you sign short-term contracts to good players that you can include in a trade over the next 2 or 3 years. And they're
Wait, so they just sign people to trade them in the future? This is an interesting take for Ramona Shelley. Woody, what do you got for us?
No, these are good contracts.
New York, Ramona has been waiting for 2 years, for a decade now, and it hasn't worked out since they signed Carmelo Anthony. That was the last time. So here's the situation. They've got two players, Fournier and Walker. You were telling me they're as good as the players we're seeing move team around on teams in the NBA this year, and it's no longer the player's choice of the right borough in New York City. They go to the Nets.
Jay Adande.
Woody, we haven't seen a lot of players moving lately, and I think Giannis might have started a new trend with staying. Steph Curry re-upped, Chris Paul stayed in Phoenix. So I think the Knicks are smart to recognize they don't have a history of attacking marquee free agents. So why not invest in the guy that has helped boost your team in Julius Randle and make him the centerpiece and maybe see
But let's, what a, let's address the question, J.A. They were the 4 seed last year. They were 10 games over 500. This offseason, is that putting another step forward, or do you feel that they are stable or regressive?
They're taking a step forward mentally. The roster might not be that much better, but they're showing that the front office is improving their mentality, which is improvement for the Knicks, something we haven't seen in about two decades.
Taking a step forward mentally. And June, what are the Knicks doing?
Kemba Walker and Evan Fournier didn't even add that much to the Celtics while they were on that team last year. I mean, I don't think the situation has changed very much for the Knicks. It's whether or not RJ Barrett's going to take a step forward and whether or not Julius Randle is going to regress or continue to improve. That's ultimately going to decide the fate of this team, whether or not they can take a step forward and move past being something like a 6 seed. But I really don't see them improving that much this year, although I think Ramona's right in that they have a potential to kind of be more flexible in the long term.
Oh, okay. Well, Ramona's right then. I'll reward you for your points about signing guys so you can trade guys.
A few more.
I didn't see that one coming. Buy or sell two. Steelers, Cowboys tonight, the first preseason game of the NFL season. No Roethlisberger, no Prescott. First look at Najee Harris, maybe, in Pittsburgh backfield. And first look at Micah Parsons for Dallas, the hyped-up linebacker. Woody Page, for this season, who's better? Who do you expect more out of? And can you learn anything tonight in preseason game one?
Well, I chose to go to Canton this weekend, and I'm passing on this game because I don't think I'm going to see anything, any starting quarterbacks, or two Super Bowl teams. I picked Dallas to win the division because it's so awful, and I picked Pittsburgh to be a wild card team because that division is good. But I expect Pittsburgh to go farther because they've got the number one defense in the league.
Okay, so you like Pittsburgh's defense, but you don't even care about this game. You're not traveling there to see it. So, J.A. Dodden, maybe I'll turn my attention to you here on what we might see tonight.
I think we could have learned something if we'd seen Dak Prescott against live bodies, which we haven't in a while. But I think we should have learned by now not to buy into the hype of Parsons or any other player on the Cowboys. And I think we can learn to believe in that this team is good when Roethlisberger, the Steelers are a good team when Roethlisberger is healthy. He looks healthier than he's ever been. So I have higher expectations for the Steelers, having drafted for the need in running back, than I do for the Cowboys, who are perpetually mediocre and let you down.
Drew Lee.
Yeah, I mean, so much of the fate of the Cowboys this year depends on whether or not Dak Prescott is going to be able to bounce back from that injury and whether or not they're going to be able to build off of that. But it's also Ben Roethlisberger walking into camp and basically being in the quote-unquote best shape of his life, which is obviously a training camp cliche. But that is raising the expectations of this team that was really, really good last year. So I think it's going to be completely dependent on whether or not Roethlisberger is going to be able to really live up to him coming into better shape.
Well, they were really, really good, and then they were not really, really good. Woody, there might be a chance for you. Hold on a second, Ramona Shelburne.
But you're not interested in the quarterback battle behind Dak Prescott, QB2? No, Woody. Like, Cowboys are 6-10 last year. I mean, this is a team that has Super Bowl sights every single year. We're not going to learn anything until we see Dak against live bodies, which we won't see until the regular season. But I'm going to be watching because it's football. We always watch.
Woody, I'll give you a last word here. You want to rally back? You want to come back? Come on now. Give me something.
I'll give you this. Ramona couldn't name the other quarterbacks in Dallas if we gave her a week and a half and put her on Jeopardy.
Oh, I think I can. Garrett Gilbert, Cooper Rush.
Oh, my goodness, that backfired on you completely, Woody. Ramona, this is going to be good for your scoring average. Not enough to advance in the show. You guys can sort this out with each other back wherever you go. Adande, Lee, showdown, 2 minutes.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
One topic for all the marbles, and it's this look we're about to get right here. The moment when you meet the guy you've been warm with for years, if your team just signed him in the offseason. Joel Embiid and Andre Drummond have history. J.A., does that meeting make you think everything is going to be okay between these two?
They'll be fine. Calling somebody a hashtag bum on social media isn't as bad as when Dennis Rodman shoved Scottie Pippen into the basket stanchion, and they worked out fine, won 3 championships together with the Bulls. This partnering will work
okay,
out.
Okay, June.
The old Kelly Clarkson lyric, what doesn't kill you make you stronger. I think it can bring them close together if they can get over the gaps in their relationship.
The old Kelly Clarkson lyric? I mean, June Lee, you're showing your age a little bit. Oprah might not consider that one a great take. Point game, FaceTime, Jay and Dante.
You know, I first became aware of Allyson Felix in 2003 when her and LeBron James were named the Gatorade Boys and Girls High School Athletes of the Year. And here we are all these years later, and they still are near the top of their professions. LeBron won the 2020 NBA Championship. Here is Allyson Felix competing in the 2020 Olympics. She'll be going out in the 400-meter finals at about 8:30 a.m. tomorrow. So one last chance to watch her, and we're running out of chances to watch LeBron James as well. We should enjoy these while we still have them. Two great champions who have done it for a long period of time.
Thank you for that, Jay Adande.
Good one, Jay.
Mama strength coming out there with Allyson Felix. Woody, you have something? You want to ask some more trivia questions to Ramona so it can blow up right in your face? You want to ask June who Kelly Clarkson is? June, when that Kelly Clarkson song came out, you were probably about 16. So maybe you have to take that back.
This week,
I was in middle school.
We'll see you tomorrow.